Blog Talk Radio.
Never give up. Never give up is the prayer of the saint. It is our prayer and it is our song. We are never, ever, ever to give up, no matter how bad things look. Today's series is entitled The God Who Delivers the Needy, the Poor, and the Weak. What a God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. Our scripture text for this week is Psalm 72, verse 12. It reads, "For he," referring to God, "shall deliver the needy when he crieth. the poor also, and him that hath no helper. Let's pray. Dear God and Father, we come to you again on behalf of the poor in the church, on behalf of the needy in the church, on behalf of him in the church who feels as though he has no helper on his side. Bless us, O God, we pray, and give us the faith to believe you for the impossible. You are the God of the downcast. You are the God of the underdog. You are the God of him who seemingly has no helper. Bless us, O God, we pray. Holy Spirit, we yield to you. We have learned to yield to you, Holy Spirit, for the greatest of benefits, and that is for you to lead us and guide us to all truth. Bless us, we pray, in Jesus' wonderful name. Amen and amen. This is a royal psalm penned by none other than King Solomon, son of King David. It's a song, but it is also a major prayer. It begins by saying, give the king thy judgments, O God, and thy righteousness unto the king's son. It is a prayer. Solomon is asking for God to give him, as monarch of Israel, as ruler of Israel, the things necessary to provide with a righteous reign. Our focus this week is on verse number 12. Again, it reads, for the Lord, for he shall deliver the needy when he crieth. Also the poor, and also him that have no helper. Note, my brothers and sisters, God delivers three kinds of believers. Three kinds of saints God is delivering: the poor, the needy, and he who has no helper. The promise from Scripture in this royal psalm. Now notice, David was king of Israel, and God used him to bring deliverance to his people. Solomon is also king, and God has used him to bring deliverance to his people. But above David and above Solomon, there's a greater king, the King of Kings. And we are told in this text that he shall deliver. He shall deliver. What does it mean to deliver? This is a key text because, again, we're talking about the God who delivers the needy, the poor, and the weak. What does it mean to deliver? Well, the Hebrew verb nasal, spelled in English, if we were to translate the Hebrew letters, the Hebrew letters and give them an English equivalent, it would spell N-A-S-A-L, nasal, nasal. When one delivers, it's referring to a person or one entity overcoming another entity. for example, here you have a bear, a grizzly brown bear, and he approaches a flock of sheep. And standing between that flock of sheep is a shepherd. And here comes the shepherd, and he stands between the hungry bear and the defenseless sheep. And it is the shepherd with his shepherding weapons who overpowers the bear. You see, when one is delivered, it means that someone stands between one and one's enemy. And the one who stands between one and one's enemy must have the ability to overcome the power of the other. The shepherd will do the sheep no good if he doesn't have the power, the courage, and the skill to ward off that hungry, grizzly bear. So again, to deliver means to overcome the power or the attack or the aggression of the one coming forward to do harm. That's what to deliver means. Another example would be a lion. Here comes the lion. And the lion comes to, again, snatch a sheep out of the flock. But here comes the shepherd. And the shepherd stands in between this mighty lion and this group of scared out of their wits sheep. If the shepherd is not able to overpower the lion, or at least to scare it off, the sheep will not be delivered. The sheep will be easy prey. Let me read to you. Out of 1 Samuel 17:33. David said to Saul, or rather, Saul said to David, 1 Samuel 17:33. And Saul said to David, King Saul said to David the teenager, you are not able to go against this Philistine to fight with him, for you are but a youth, and he has been a man of war from his youth. Verse 34. And David said to Saul, thy servant kept his father's sheep, and there came a lion, a bear. On two different occasions, on one occasion, the lion attacked the flock. On another occasion, the bear attacked the flock. And each one, the lion and the bear, was able to take a lamb out of the flock. Verse 35, I went after him, and I smote the bear, and I smote the lion. In other words, I became the lamb's deliverer. In other words, I applied my power to the power of the lion, to the power of the bear. I matched them. I confronted them. I took them on in battle. I went after him and I smote him. And I delivered it out of his mouth. And when he rose up against me, I caught him by the beard, and I smote him, and I slew him. Verse 36, thy servant slew both the lion and the bear, and this uncircumcised Philistine shall be as one of them, seeing that he has defied the armies of the living God. Verse 37, David said, moreover, the Lord that delivered me out of the paw of the lion and out of the paw of the bear, he shall deliver me out of the hand of this Philistine. So notice, David said, I went up against the lion. And I went up against the bear when the lion and the bear took one of the lambs out of the flock, out of the fold. I ran after the lion. I ran after the bear. I smote the lion. I smote the bear, two different occasions. And I was able to deliver the lamb that was in its mouth. I was able to deliver it, take it out of the mouth of the lion, and I was able to take it out of the mouth of the bear. But if you notice in verse 37, David attributes the removal of the lamb, the deliverance of the lamb, and the deliverance of the other lamb from the mouth of the lion and the bear to God. Let's read it again. David said, moreover, the Lord that delivered me. But wait a minute. Wasn't David delivering the lamb out of the mouth of the lion? And was it David delivering the lamb out of the mouth of the bear? Yes. But behind David, there was a greater power. And that greater power was also delivering David, not just the lamb, but he was delivering the lamb and David out of the mouth of the bear and delivering the lamb and David out of the mouth of the lion. So, it's the same word used here, for God shall deliver. In the Psalms, God is frequently acknowledged and honored for delivering his people from earthly and spiritual enemies. You find this theme throughout the Psalms. It is God who delivers. Yes, David was an instrument in the hand of God to deliver the lamb out of the mouth of the lion, and an instrument in the hand of God to deliver the lamb out of the mouth of the bear. But it was God behind the scenes, the invisible God, the all-powerful God that was delivering both David and the lamb out of the mouth of the lion, out of the mouth of the bear, because no human being is powerful enough to take on a grizzly bear and a mighty lion. No man in his natural abilities can do that unless God be with him to deliver him. So it is the same concept used here in Psalm 72, verse 12, where Solomon says, yes, there is a record of God delivering his people, of delivering his sheep, and he shall do it again when they cry unto him. Who are these people that God loves to deliver? Who are these people whom God loves to rescue? Who are these people whom God loves to come to their aid? The needy, according to the text. The needy, the poor, and the one who has no support. Those are the three different types of people that God loves to rescue. And there is going to be a day in your life, maybe not today. Maybe today you're well off. Maybe today you're doing well. Maybe today you've got lots of money in the bank and lots of cash in your purse. Maybe today you are healthy and not sick. But there will come a day, because it comes to all the sons of Adam and Eve, there will come a day when you will be in need, when you will be dirt poor, and you will be without help. And he promises to deliver you, his child. So again, for he shall deliver the needy when he crieth. the poor also, and him who have no helper. My brothers and sisters, let us pray that God will start his great work of deliverance throughout the land. How many people today really need God? And not just God, but a God who can deliver them when they have their backs up against the wall. Amen. We'll leave it there. We'll come back tomorrow as we consider, what does it mean to cry to God? Because the text says that God delivers people not when they do good works, not when they give large sums of money to the church, not when they preach or even when they sing praises to him. No. The Bible says that God shall rescue people when they cry unto him. We'll leave it there. God bless you.
Mm-hmm.